economicsense.com.
This is the morning brief from the Economic Times, produced in collaboration with Awaaz.com.
As the finance minister rose to present the union budget for the year 2021-22, the stock market started buzzing on Monday. Very soon, shares were soaring. The market has anyway been in a bull run, but the budget has brought more cheer to investors and pushed the benchmark index Sensex to hit its all-time high on Wednesday. But what is driving the upside in share prices? Will the bull run continue, or will the market change direction? Is it time to buy more or exit? Some stock talk and more in this podcast. From the Economic Times, I'm Rachita Prasad, and you are listening to The Morning Brief. Let's meet our guests for the day. Our first guest is Aditya Sood, fund manager at Incred Asset Management Company. He has managed funds for other AMCs earlier and founded an alternative investment fund, Vishuddha Capital Management. Our second guest is Nishant Vasudevan. He's the market editor from the Economic Times. A senior journalist who has been covering the markets for two decades, he has his finger on the pulse of the market. Good morning and welcome to the podcast.
Good morning, Rachita.
Good morning.
Aditya, we'll start with you. We have seen the market react to the budget. The stock market has clearly cheered the union budget. The Sensex has gained, and many stocks, I think more than 200 shares, have hit 52-week high. Help us understand, what are the elements of the budget that the investors seem to be so happy about?
I think so. This has been the first budget in a long time wherein we have seen minimal tinkering on the corporate and individual tax rates. I think so. That clearly stood out when the Honorable Finance Minister presented the budget. A very important element of this budget also has been kickstarting the investment cycle by focusing on government spending on the capital expenditure side, which was up by 26%. On the revenue side, after a long period of time, what I've seen is that, you know, the numbers seem to be very, very credible, which includes direct tax assumptions, GST assumptions, or the divestment plan in terms of, you know, the asset monetization program.
Right.
That although, you know, a lot of people would say that, you know, the targets look very ambitious, but at the same time, there is a lot of focus on InvITs for road, monetization of dedicated freight corridor, sale of remaining airports. I think so. The government is clearly looking at new ways of divestment that includes focus on areas like strategic divestment. So these are the things that clearly stood out as a part of the budget. Another very important highlight has been rationalization of custom duties. It was clearly mentioned that the government would look at 400 items. It gives a very, very important boost to local manufacturing and hence the supply chain. So all these things put together make this an excellent budget. I would say that first time in several years, we are seeing a right budget rather than being a leftist budget in terms of focusing on social areas.
Rachita, if I may add to it, the rally actually started off as a relief rally because, you know, investors were relieved that the government did not raise taxes to fund the spending. And investors are also happy that the government is diluting its long-held stand on fiscal prudence and focusing on growth. The feeling so far was that the government was being a bit too defensive. It's very clear historically we have seen that, you know, any economy needs years of government spending on infrastructure for the economy to attain a certain size. That can never be passed on. That responsibility can never be passed on to the private sector. So the general feeling in the market is that the deficit can always be reduced by tax revenues that you generate from economic expansion. So that is also one of the reasons why investors are excited about this budget.
So a lot of relief that there is no negative news for the stock market. Nishant, market experts are clearly bullish. Right after budget, Morgan Stanley upgraded their prediction for Sensex, expecting it to hit 55,000 by December, as against the earlier expectation of 50,000. Where are we headed this year?
See, once this euphoria around the budget dies down, the only thing that will sustain the market levels, the current market levels, will be foreign portfolio flows. And that will mostly depend on the US dollar. So the consensus is that, that the dollar is likely to weaken over a longer period. Obviously, thanks to the monetary policy and the fiscal policies that have been unleashed by the US government and the US central bank. But the thing that investors need to keep in mind is that there will be periods where dollar shows resilience. And now, if that happens, we could see some sharp, swift corrections like what we saw last week.
Right.
So as long as the flows into emerging market basket continues, India will continue to get a fair share of its of the flows that are coming into the emerging markets. There is confidence in the Indian story, and that this union budget has certainly cemented it.
Last time you were here, Nishant, on the podcast, we talked about individual investors and how they seem to have missed the bus in 2020. The market has actually gone up further since we got you on the podcast. What is your view on that now?
There is no easy answer on when they should be getting in or when the markets will correct. See, one thing is that holding cash is certainly not the best investment strategy at the moment because of the current interest rate scenario. Such investors should actually look at ways to get into to invest that money in the market in some or the other way to capture the upside in the market. Some of these hybrid products that you're seeing in the market, which invest in a mix of equity, debt, gold, that could be a good starting point to get into the market rather than sit out of the market entirely.
Aditya, Nishant suggested that, holding cash may not be a good idea. But what should be the strategy for investors right now? Should they look at equity, which is considered to be risky? Or should they go for a safer debt product? What is your asset allocation strategy?
Essentially, first of all, this is clearly a cycle wherein investors should not be underweight on equity as an asset class. If you look at debt as an asset class globally, there is a bigger bubble in debt, I think so, at this particular point in time. And clearly, there are things like, $18 trillion of debt is trading in negative yield territory. So essentially, I believe that, there is a bigger risk in debt at this particular point in time. You look at, what is happening in the commercial paper market in India.
Right.
How the commercial paper yields have, drastically reduced, in the sense that, anybody who is worthy of borrowing, which is AAA rated paper, is borrowing at 3-3.5% post the pandemic. Now, if you look at gold as an asset class, what is happening there? Gold has a phenomenal run, if you look at last year. And there is a fair bit of correlation to money supply growth to gold price. What we have seen in the past is that, once gold does well for in a particular year, it can go sideways. Now, if somebody is targeting a 8-10% return on the portfolio at a asset class level, how do you achieve that 8-10% return in an environment wherein your fixed deposit rates have become savings rate in this country? So what we see clearly is that, without equity allocation, which is optimal, it is impossible to sort of have a 8-10% return at a portfolio level. So if you look at over asset allocation mix, you cannot be underweight on equity. Now, one can take a tactical call in terms of, reducing that equity exposure as and when we see a sharp rally in the market. So that is the approach that one can follow.
So if you can't really be underweight on equity and you are looking at the equity space, Aditya, what are the sectors people could be looking at? And most importantly, what are the sectors people should be cautious about right now?
Clearly, healthcare clearly stands out. Secondly, there was a lot of disbelief initially that technology spends are going to take a big hit.
Right.
But the thing is that, you know, essentially TCS, Infosys, all these companies which are bellwethers, in fact, as good as, you know, possibly today, TCS market cap is higher than Accenture market cap. It has never happened. What we believe is that, you know, IT is a sector wherein India has clearly global leadership. Healthcare is another sector wherein I think so on the generic side, it is a well-established fact that we have got global leadership. The third sector to focus on in terms of purely in terms of cyclical recovery is auto. And what I believe at this particular point in time, the narrative in auto has changed. Essentially, pre-pandemic, the narrative was more tilted towards shared mobility. And people used to say that, you know, what is the need to have a personal car, right?
Exactly.
So that narrative has quickly changed in favor of, let's say, small cars, particularly, and India is a very, very heavily dominated small car market. The fourth sector that I would say, which is a domestic cyclical, is essentially financials. Now, you can split financials into lending and non-lending institutions. You know, lending side is coming out of a very, very bad cycle. And the biggest trigger in terms of lending financials is going to be the revival in the housing market in India, because India has never seen a mortgage rate which is closer to 6.75%, what we are seeing at this particular point in time.
Right.
The last sector that I would say that consumers would, investors should focus on is consumption, essentially. And why consumption? It is as simple as that we have refrained from spending in the pandemic. So as the vaccine adoption gets, widespread, consumption is a sector which is going to make a comeback. Although it is very, very difficult to position yourself as a fund manager because it is an expensive sector. Now, on the caution side, I think so metals, oil and gas, typically, you know, they have seen a very, very good rally. Some of the metal stocks have essentially doubled from the bottom. But what we are also seeing is that, you know, these kind of elevated prices, you know, a part of this elevated prices is a combination of supply chain disruption. Now that supply chain disruption is going to ease as we move forward. So one needs to be cautious in terms of metal and oil and gas. These are the two sectors wherein, I would advise investors to be cautious. Another very important element of investing has been that one should avoid companies and sector where there is a lot of disruption which is happening.
Nishant, a lot of retail investors seem to be moving away from mutual funds and SIP to manage their own portfolio. I mean, clearly you need equity in your portfolio if you want higher returns. But is this a good decision? What should they be cautious of right now?
You are absolutely right. The shift to managing their own money started early in 2020. To be fair to investors, whether they're right or wrong, nobody knows. But they've been tired of the underperformance of many of these equity schemes managed by mutual funds in the past 5 years. So what has actually happened is that they have run out of patience. But what has also interestingly happened is that in the past 3 or 4 months, many of these equity schemes, like any other product or like all stocks, they have started outperforming, and in terms of performance, they have pulled up in a big way. What many investors have done is that they have used this rally to book profits from equity schemes, and they are managing money themselves. You can't blame them, because in the past several years they have been holding several multiple equity schemes which have been missold by distributors. So there is an anger that, it's the mutual funds and distributors who have enriched themselves at the expense of investors. The question is whether they are using this money to stay invested, or are they just trading in and trading out of the markets. As Aditya very rightly pointed out, that we could probably in the middle of a bigger bull run. So it will be important for many of these investors to stay invested in the best possible sectors or the stocks to get the most out of this bull run if it continues for a longer period. That is the biggest risk that they face when they manage money by themselves.
Interesting. I mean, now that the budget is over, the action shifts to Bombay. Very soon we'll have the RBI monetary policy. Nishant, the Reserve Bank of India governor has already warned that valuations in the equity market may be stretched. He in fact said that there is a disconnect between certain segments of the financial market and the real economy. What do you think of his comment? And with the policy coming up, what should the market be watching out for?
I would say the comment is more of a disclaimer. It's more of the outcome of an academic study. There is some disconnect, but then it is the investors who are bringing in the big bucks, and they don't think so. When Fed is pumping in this kind of liquidity, and that liquidity is entering the emerging markets, how do we know what is the right valuation for the market? That said, the government and RBI, they are also aware that a vibrant stock market is very critical for the economic recovery. It is going to be I would say that question will always linger till the time a larger section of the investors come into the market. They also feel confident. I would think that, that would be the time for investors to get a little cautious.
Okay, that makes sense. Aditya, in your last stint, you returned money to the investors of the fund that you were managing. How important is an exit strategy in this market? And how do investors even plan it?
Now, what equity market teaches us in terms of business and market cycles, if you look at deep into history of equity markets, there was a 1993, there was a 2000, there was a 2008. In each of these instances, the stock markets corrected by more than 50%. So corrections happened. Last year in March, we saw a very, very swift correction. In 17 days, the market corrected by 33%. It clearly highlights that, it is very, very important to be disciplined as an investor. How do you bring that discipline? By possibly realizing that this is an asset class that has the potential to surprise you positively as well as negatively. By positive, I essentially mean you can sometimes get returns much higher than what you would have hoped for as an investor by investing into equity as an asset class. That is the time wherein you tweak your strategy or you say that this is a good time to sell. So what I believe is that, there are times wherein you need to have a minimal allocation to equity as an asset class. Typically, it coincides with a very good business cycle and it coincides with euphoria. It coincides with multiple years of earnings growth, and it also coincides with expensive valuation multiples. So these are the things that if investors keep in mind, they would be in a better position to take that decision.
While the budget may have lifted investors' sentiment, the stock market may take cues going ahead from macro global factors. As long as global investors continue to find emerging markets attractive, India will see funds flowing into equity as well. As for individual investors, equity investment may be important to lift returns. But as our guest said, remember to be cautious and be disciplined in your investment strategy. That's all from us for today. Thank you, Aditya. Thank you, Nishant. I'm Rachita Prasad, and you've been listening to The Morning Brief. This episode was edited by John Chako and Shashwat Mohanty. Shashwat also coordinated the episode. I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode. We look forward to your feedback. Write to us at themorningbrief@timesgroup.com. And if you like the episode, please do share on your social media handles. We'd really appreciate it. The Morning Brief airs every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. Thank you for listening and have a great day.
Awaaz.com